under fire protection, but it was more danger of fire. And
mm-hmm. We just don't go quite that far back.
Yeah, it's, I guess that is a lot older. Talking about the fireplace in the house, the thing that the smoke goes up through, you call the...
Chimney.
Okay.
A flue.
Uh-huh. What if it's on, say, a factory with the big thing that the smoke goes up through? Would you have another name for that?
Smokestack.
Okay. And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace.
That's just for a hearth.
What's that?
H-E-A-R-T-H.
Hearth.
Hearth.
Well, how do you...
I always thought it say hearth, but okay. It spells hearth.
Okay. And the things that you lay the wood across?
Well, we didn't in my house.
Inside the fireplace?
No, well, you're talking about...
You call them dogs. Fire dogs.
Is that
andirons, either one.
Which one?
Dogs or andirons.
Which one did you call it when you were growing up?
Well, we didn't have any in our fireplaces to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And when we moved into this house, there was a grate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a part that jutted up to the hell of wood end. But mm-hmm. There were grates in all the fireplaces, and we didn't have any andirons.
Mm-hmm.
In our house down there on the corner. I guess there were fire dogs in there, or andirons. I just don't remember too much about them.
Mm-hmm. And the thing up above the fireplace?
A mantle.
Okay. Any other name for that? Okay. And say if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Well, whatever was available. We used oak and mm-hmm. pine.
Not for a starter.
To start it. Or we got that lighted. We cut splinters and to get it started.
Well, did you ever use any...
I used to use kerosene to start it.
Yeah, but these scrapings from the...
We never used those. I've gone out in the backyard many a time early in the morning before it was hardly daylight. Could cut splinters off a real fat piece of what light wood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was real fat, mm-hmm. juicy. And I've cut splinters out there real early in the morning when it was real cold and gone in and built a fire on the stove because I've always got the stove started.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up. The boys brought the wood in, but I always got things started. If they didn't have any splinters there, I had to go get them.
You know, you might have a big piece of wood that you'd set sort of toward the back of the fireplace, and maybe it'd burn all night long. Did you have a name for that?
Mm-mm. It was just old firewood.
But I'm talking about a real big piece.
Yeah, well, we had those, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd call it a backlog, wouldn't you?
Well.
Usually that was something mm-hmm. like oak or hickory or some of that hardwood that burned slow.
Did you ever hear the expression backlog, or was that used in this area?
Well, not in connection with the fireplaces that I knew about.
Mm-hmm.
But it could very well have been used.
Oh.
We just called it wood.
Uh-huh. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Smut.
Okay.
Or soot.
Okay.
Either word.
And the things you have to shovel out of the fireplace is the...
Ashes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And talking about things that you have in a room, this thing right here is called a... Or that over there is called a...